This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The red, white, and blue colors of Team USA's uniforms for the Summer Olympics in London are about the only things that designer Ralph Lauren got right. The iconic American designer is being knocked for making the uniforms in China and for making its logo bigger than the American flag. Members of Congress are outraged. On the media's Bob Garfield joins me to talk about what some have referred to as Beret-gate. Bob, how big of a screw-up is this for the branding of Team USA?
Well, if you accept first the premise that it makes no difference whatsoever in the long run to the brand or to the economy, I can answer that question. Yeah, it screwed up a lot. It was stupid. This was a penny wise and pound foolish. Yeah, they could have paid, maybe double the cost of manufacturing and saved themselves some embarrassment. But, this is going to go away very, very soon.
You think so? How so?
Because fundamentally, it doesn't matter whether the Olympic team uniforms are manufactured in the United States or China or Pluto. Will have no bearing whatsoever on the global economy and U.S. jobs and so forth. It's symbolic, and it's symbolic actually in an accurate way. It demonstrates that, in fact, the textile industry has long since gone elsewhere, and China is a low-cost producer. And that's the way it is. It's just, it's just unfortunate to have it play out in exactly this way. Usually the contracts for such things dictate that the goods for the team be made in the United States. But, oops.
Yeah. There's been a lot of blowback coming from members of Congress, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, saying that Ralph Lauren's opening ceremony uniforms, which I have to say are pretty bad. The little beret just doesn't cut it. That these uniforms should be put in a big pile and burned, and they should start from scratch. A lot of criticism coming primarily from what I'm reading from Democrats. Now that they've gotten involved, do you think there's going to be pressure to change anything?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Ralph Lauren is going to scramble and just completely redo everybody's uniforms in the space of about, 13 days at untold expense, and it will still amount to nothing in the long run. But from my perspective, physician, heal thyself, there are greater problems for the Congress to deal with rather than scoring cheap political points, over Olympic uniforms. By the way, I agree with you about the uniforms. With the beret, they don't look like athletes so much as special forces, which I'm not sure is the best message to be sending to the world community.
So in the Olympics of corporate affiliation with the Olympic Games, who's done it right? Who's won the gold medal in your eyes?
Over the years?
Yeah.
That would be Visa. They, Visa is the only card accepted at the Olympic Games, which they've mentioned once or twice or 400 million times,
right,
over the years. And they believe that the borrowed interest that they have purchased by sponsoring the games and by reminding us of their sponsorship over and over and over again for the last quarter century has, helped them be the preeminent credit card. And they also believe that it underlines their message that it's the most accepted card in the world. So, Visa says good for them. Others have invested in the Olympics and then ultimately said, it's expensive, but it's not really yielding the results we're looking for. So maybe we're going to put our marketing dollars elsewhere.
Bob Garfield with On the Media. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Amy.
This is WNYC. Since I spoke with Bob, the U.S. Olympic Committee announced that sponsor Ralph Lauren has agreed to make Team USA's outfits for the 2014 Winter Games in America. USOC CEO Scott Blackmon said that it's too late to make a change to the outfits for the London Games. Hear more of Bob Garfield's wit and wisdom on the Media tomorrow morning at 7 on WNYC.